a new day. All that stuff about Rachel, you don't feel that now. It was crazy. You're fine. You're better than fine. You are, as your friend Tony would say, great. Everything's normal. She's just your friend Rachel. Your friend Rachel. Your friend Rachel.
Hi, sweetie.
Hey, it's your girlfriend Rachel.
Are you high?
I just had the most amazing bath.
Really? I don't like baths.
Wait, you like them with me?
Honey, it's not the bath I enjoy. It's the wet, naked lady.
Baths are so relaxing.
Really? What do? You're just sitting there stewing in your own filth.
How dirty do you think I am? I'm telling you, if you had some candles and some bubbles and some music, you would love it. It would take all of your stress away.
Honey, it's 2 o'clock on a Wednesday and I'm watching Road Rules. How stressed do you think I am?
Hey, Chandler. You got a minute? I really need to talk to you.
Oh, yeah. Is this a cold pizza talk or a leftover meatloaf talk?
Well, neither.
Oh my God, what's up?
I don't know. It's just... lately, I've been feeling... okay, here's what it is. You know what? I feel a lot better. Thanks.
Just come back.
All right. Okay. You and Monica, friends for a long time. And sure, there are rules. But then... you went to London. Oh, no, but that's different. I mean, there are rules there, too. You know what I mean?
Do you?
It was different for you guys. I mean, you were both in the same place, right?
In London?
Yeah.
Yes, when Monica and I were in London, we were both in London.
You know what? This is a bad idea. Forget it. Forget all about it. And listen, do me a favor. This conversation between you and me.
If that.
Hi. Oh, Ross, don't forget, we have that doctor's appointment tomorrow.
Right.
How are you going to find out the sex of the baby?
No, we talked about it and we don't want to know. All we care about is that it's happy and healthy.
Oh, yep. Happy and healthy and cute.
And smart.
Popular.
With an aptitude for science.
Are you two talking about the same baby? Hey. Have you started thinking of names yet? Oh, yeah. I've come up with a bunch of ideas.
Really? Me too.
Me too. Really? Uh-huh. If it's a girl, Phoebe. And if it's a boy, Phoebo.
Maybe. Yeah. It wouldn't hurt to have a backup, you know? Rach, what were you thinking?
Okay. I was thinking if it's a girl, how about Sandrine? It's French.
Huh, that's a really pretty name for an industrial solvent.
Okay, fine. What do you have?
All right, well, it's for a boy. I know it's a little out there, but... Darwin.
Oh, my God, our child will be beaten to death in the schoolyard.
Yeah, by Sandrine.
You're just saying that because I said no to your name.
I'm really, really not.
How about you each get 5 vetoes?
All right. That sounds fair.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to need it, though. Okay, check this out. If it's a girl, Rain.
Veto.
Why?
Rain? Hi. My name is Rain. I have my own kiln, and my dress is made out of wheat.
I know her. I bought homemade soap from her at a dead show.
Okay, how about four guy? Thatcher.
Ross, why do you hate our child?
Fine, you go.
Okay, James.
Huh.
But only if it's a girl.
Oh, Vito. How about, ooh, I like Ruth. What about Ruth?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we having an 89-year-old? How about Dayton?
Vito. Stuart.
Vito. Sawyer.
Vito. Helen.
Vito.
Is it me or is Vito starting to sound really good?
Hey!
Boy, do I have a surprise for you.
Sex on the balcony?
No, but someone's really not going to get over that idea, are they?
What is it?
I drew you a bath.
Honey, I don't like baths. Could you draw me a picture of us having sex on the balcony?
Please, just try it for me. Come on, I used all my best stuff. I lit some candles, I put on some music, I used bath salts plus bubble bath, and got you this little plastic Navy ship. So it's a boy bath.
This does butch it up a bit.
I swear, if you try it, you will love it.
All right, if I do this, can we at least discuss sex on the balcony?
Absolutely. I don't know how that discussion's gonna go.
All right, this isn't so bad. I like the flowery smell. Which is okay, because I've got my boat.
So?
Oh, my God.
I told you you were a bath person. Hey, when you get out, maybe I can give you a facial.
I'm gonna need a bigger boat.
I don't think you had an open mind about the name Ruth. I mean, come on, little Ruthie Geller? How cute is that?
Oh my God, I can practically hear the Mahjong tiles.
Okay. All your tests look fine. Now, are you two interested in knowing the sex of the baby?
No, we're not.
But you have it right there in that file? You could tell us whether it's a boy or girl? Dayton or Sandrine? Phoebe or Phoebo?
That's right. But if you don't want to know...
No, we want to wait, right?
Right.
Oh, I'll be right back. And I know it's really not my place, but please don't name your child Phoebo.
So, which of these babies do you think is the ugliest?
What? Rage? Come on, that's terrible. They're babies. They're all beautiful.
Third one from the left?
Yeah, why is it staring at me? I think it knows I'm talking about it. Don't you... What?
What?
You're looking!
I didn't!
I saw you!
Okay, fine, I did. But I didn't see anything, I swear.
Shame on you! Ugly baby judges you!
Okay, but Ross, just listen to me.
No, don't tell me. I don't want to know.
But I couldn't, even if I wanted to, because I don't know. I swear I didn't see anything, and I don't want to know. It was just a momentary lapse.
Momentary lapse. Don't you have any self-control?
Okay, a couple months late on the lecture, Ross. Hello?
I'm in the bathroom. Can you come in here? I think there's something wrong.
You know what? I think I'll wait out here.
I'm in the bathtub.
Oh. Hey, what's wrong?
I drew my own bath, but I did it wrong. The water's tepid, the salt didn't dissolve, and it's now lodged places. And the scents I use don't complement each other. Eucalyptus and chamomile? Oh.
What?
The bath salts. They're starting to effervesce. It's different. It's interesting.
Okay, let's talk about something else.
Yeah. Sure. So what was going on with you today? Oh!
Well, I actually had the weirdest conversation with Joey.
He was talking about rules and right and wrong and...
I had the exact same conversation.
You did? What was he talking about?
I don't know. Joey hasn't had this much trouble getting out words since we saw him in Macbeth.
That was a long night.
All right, let's break this down. What exactly did he say to you?
Okay, he was talking about rules.
Uh-huh.
And looking at people differently.
He didn't say anything about that to me.
What did he tell you?
He was asking all these questions about you, me, and London, and of course the glue that holds this all together, the rules.
Okay, so you, me, and London, looking at people differently. Maybe he wants to do what you and I did in London with someone.
But what do you mean by rules?